for a couple of weeks, our phone's been ringing off the hook, and with reports of incidents in airports because of the new procedures put out by TSA. And I must say, TSA usually does a better job of rolling changes in these type of policies out. But I think a lot of it, the flying public was kind of caught, and they didn't really expect these changes. Using the machines that have been installed are very good machines. I think they really increase the level of security for the flying public. But the people who, and this is just for people who set off an alarm or who refuse to go through the new screens, that they will be patted down, and the pat down procedure has changed, and it is more invasive. But the thing that we're trying to do is, we think if the flying public was aware of this, and that if they would expect it, there would be less of a reaction. But we've had a guy, one of our people, punched in Indianapolis, and there have been a number of incidents of the people just being very surprised by this and not liking it very much. But what we're trying to get across to the flying public is our people, the TSOs, are doing a job, and it's a job they are trained to do, and they are told to do. So I think it's misplaced for the flying public to get upset at individual TSOs who are just doing their job.
I think this is one of the most overlooked aspects of this whole fracas over the pat-downs, is the fact that it must be really hard on the agents themselves, who would probably rather not pat down people in that manner.
Oh, absolutely. This is a tough job. It's a tough job, and you know how people are at airports. They're kind of a little antsy anyway, and our people are very concerned about it. We're coming out with a nationwide ad to basically just remind people that this policy is put out by TSA. And those people who run TSA feel that this is a security issue, and I'm sure it is, and that the TSOs who are implementing these new policies are workers who that is their job, and I think everybody ought to cool down. There's not everyone, of course, is being patted down. It's only passengers that set off an alarm in one way or another, or who refuse to go through the new screening process. So I had a conference call, a web chat, and had about, I don't know, 300 or 400 TSOs from around the country on it, and kind of talked it through. And our people are very cool. We have a lot of experience now in our TSOs, and they've seen a lot in their working history, and they're handling it pretty professionally, even though some of the incidents have been pretty rude.
Well, you're also, in addition to that nationwide ad, you're also encouraging TSA to provide pamphlets for passengers.
Yeah.
Tell me about that part of it.
Well, we just think that if people would expect this, give it more time, and have an understanding of what the procedure is, that it would go down better. Some people, if you flew a month ago, it wasn't done this way, and now it is. So I really think TSA should have come out with a little more public service information, and letting people know that the new machines are being installed across the country, and that the pat down procedure has changed. So I think that would have gone a long way. I'm sort of thinking, and talking with the TSOs, that people were kind of surprised, and that led to some of the verbal incidents, and then especially the physical ones. So I think TSA could have done a better job in rolling this out. Of course, on their side, they don't exactly broadcast their security measures. You can't really put that out, any type of inside information or security procedures that you don't want to put out. But I think on this one, they could have alerted the flying public a little better and had, I think the reaction would have been better. But I'm sure it's going to cool down. You know, people have to understand this is serious business. And
well, now getting to the labor management aspect of it, are the agents that you're talking with, are they telling you that they feel that they were consulted or part of this process when they changed the pat downs?
No. There's very little voice at work for our employees. It's one reason why a union will be very, very good for these folks. And they've been really waiting and pushing for it for, you know, quite a number of years. Now it's our understanding that that Mr. Pistol is going to make a decision within the next 30 days. And as you may know, the FLRA has already ruled on AFG's petition to have an election. We are going to be moving for the election, which would, if AFG wins, we would be the exclusive representative of the TSOs. But still, that election will not be for collective bargaining rights unless Pistol in the next 30 days does the right thing. And I really do think it's the right thing. There's not a reason in the world why these folks can't have a union as all the other federal employees. I mean, we represent ICE officers, Border Patrol, you know, CBP, right down the line, VA police, DOD police. And there's just no reason why these very valued employees can't have a union. So we're looking to move toward an election and to get collective bargaining rights and do a good job of representing these folks and giving them that voice of at work. And then maybe and I'll tell you, management really desperately needs the opinion of these TSOs. You know, this is it's a big agency and they're within a huge Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, sometimes decisions are made that are not the best in the world. And checking with the employees is always a good thing to do. So we're kind of enthusiastic about it. We're frustrated it's taken so long. But I think there's definitely bright light at the end of the tunnel here shining through. And we move to an election and then move to collective bargaining rights. And we think a good union representing employees is going to make the flying public even safer.